I think we're rolling.
Oh.
Wait. What are we doing here?
This is a podcast.
Yeah, I remember. I post some memes on this podcast page that I manage.
Yeah, I thought it was just a meme page.
Yeah, me too. A meme page.
Uh-huh. Do we need to do it? If you're listening by now, you know who we are.
Yeah.
We are. Yeah, so I think this is actually episode 29.
Yeah.
This is legit. Mm-hmm. And next week or 2 weeks from now, when you hear me say episode 29, just disregard that. That's actually number 30.
Yep.
Hype it up for Mr. Gary Briggs. We're going to talk about lights.
Next week or 2 weeks we are?
2 weeks from now. Yeah.
That'll be awesome.
It's decided.
Yeah.
I have an intuition that it'll be a good conversation, probably right at an hour and 2 minutes, something like that. That's kind of what I'm betting. Just some intuition on my part.
Yeah.
Once you become a professional podcaster, you just get these feelings, and so that's my thought. so it's Saturday morning, not afternoon.
It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday.
Yeah, I don't. What's that?
I don't know that song. I know it's a song that starts out like that.
Oh, well, cool.
Yeah, you got all your right buttons pressed.
I'm pressing all the buttons. We're okay. Good to go.
All right.
So it's Saturday the 13th. So you know, should be driving back from Indianapolis.
I cried last night,
but
knowing that I wasn't in Indianapolis.
Yeah, we could have been hanging out with some cool people, probably. Yeah. Well, we're not that cool.
We could have like walked by them and took
a picture and acted like we were hanging out with people.
Yeah,
yeah. And then we'd just go back to like TGI Fridays and have a quesadilla and go to the hotel.
Yeah, maybe hit up Bed Bath & Beyond if you have enough time.
Yeah, have a good Saturday. But instead, we're
sitting here in Missouri.
We're not driving back from Indianapolis,
Missouri.
So we should have went to ATA, but we didn't.
We will go next year.
We'll go next year. We talked about it in the fall,
mm-hmm.
And I was pretty gung ho. And you've been traveling a little bit, had some vacation, so
yeah.
And in hindsight, yeah, timing's never perfect, but yeah, it would have been good to go. So
yes,
but we're gonna do it next year, and we're gonna need you to share this with so many people, that we have like 30,000 followers. Because there's that. AMS has 40,000 followers.
Yeah.
I saw. So, Oneida and Muzzy probably do too. So, surely we could get to something like that.
I think so.
10 would be a worthy goal. We just got to start doing a bit.
10 or 10,000?
10,000 likes would equate to probably 10 listeners. So,
yeah.
It's a numbers game.
I'm just here for the memes.
Man, oh man. I had a good meme. I was pretty proud of myself.
Yeah,
for
your game
last
was
one.
Strong on that one.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
You're usually the meme guy, but
so you my mind's from blank.
Oh,
we've been going through all the awesome stuff from ATA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just gonna do like a quick. Thought we'd do a quick recap video. Podcast. Yep. There's no cameras here.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So and it's part of the. What my counselor said to do to go through this time of depression that we didn't get to go. So just talk about it. Here we are. Yep. Just pretend we're laying on the couch, looking at social media going, oh.
That's so cool.
We're so stupid.
Yeah.
But anyway, we've covered that.
What do you think about that Mega Mouth reel? I'm just diving in.
We're diving in. We're going in. Dude, I love it. I've obviously not an engineer, not somebody that has the abilities to crank something out like that. But for the last few years, I've always thought, there's got to be something better. And I just switched to the Muzzy.
Yeah.
But that, man, that thing looks cool.
I think it looks like someone sat down that knows a lot about bow fishing and knows a lot about reels and was like, I'm going to build the end all be all bow fishing reel.
Purpose built for sure.
Yes.
I think they just said, this is not going to be a mass. As far as business models go, I don't know. But as far as like making a good product, I think they said we're gonna throw everything at it, and we're gonna spare no expense. And it looks extremely well engineered. Haven't held one, haven't touched one. But just looking at the videos.
All the videos I saw, they say, wait, that was something else. Never mind. Never mind.
It's pricey.
They're going to get it on a scale.
They're going
to
weigh it.
I saw something. They're going to weigh it and compare it to a regular reel with
real seat, the whole nine yards.
Real seat shoot and shoot through rod. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know what it weighs, obviously. No one,
I don't think they knew exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think they said most people think it's not as, it's.
It looks heavier than it looks.
It's lighter than it looks.
Lighter than it looks. Yes. Right. Right. But it looks pretty heavy, but I don't think it is.
Yep.
So that thing, it kind of just checks all the boxes. So, you know, we'll see.
I mean, I like how it has the anti-reverse on the main gear.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, can't strip that out. Doesn't look like you'd have to try really hard to strip that out.
And that T-handle, you know, you have to pull it to engage to reel.
Yeah.
That'd be the only thing that I'd have to get used to. I mean, I'm sure it wouldn't be hard.
Well, and if you're a bottle guy,
that's exactly what
you're used to. So, you know, it just depends on who you're converting over. You know, there's no button to click, so the bottle guys would like that, and the bottle guys would like, you know, being able to pull that dude and reel. So, to me, it's a hybrid. It's the best of both worlds.
Yeah. I like it how it has the big opening at the end of the spool. Mm-hmm. It's not just a little...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Little, yeah. Whatever you want to call it.
It's got 9 ball bearings.
You know,
the other thing I saw that was... I was impressed by, and I don't know what a Muzzy does. Never looked into it. I know a bottle won't do this. One full turn of the handle. 28 inches of line.
Yeah.
That's a bunch.
It must be more than anything out there just because they
touted that.
Yeah.
That's a lot of line.
That's cranking the line.
Four to one, I think is what it said.
So, yeah. I'm trying to remember the ratio. I can maybe look it up. But.
I think the Muzzy was like 3 point something. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And the bottle, the tournament pro bottle, I think was like 2.5 or something. I don't know. I'm spitting some fake news over here, but it's all good. So yeah, that's, you know, time will tell. I've seen where people posted they already pre-ordered them. But yeah, they're $300.
Are they $299 or $399?
$299.
$299.
$300.
That's, you know, I don't...
I mean... You can.
I'm not going to justify it, but I think
put your sales cap on, and you could pitch it one way or the other. Either way.
I mean, I've got a lot of backup reels and some backup reel seats, and if that thing is engineered and built like it should be, or like they say it is, then it could, do away with all that. I guess
you maybe could.
I don't like the lights.
You don't like the lights. I don't. I kind of liked them. I think that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
I don't know how it works yet, but video, it was kind of like, ooh.
I think when I'd be backing in the cove and I'd have to reel, it'd scare the fish, the blinking lights.
Please. Please.
But
yeah, bounce off that buoy first, though, kids. Remember that.
Yes.
Tech tip.
So I definitely think you said you'd reach out to him already, didn't you?
I'm going to.
You're going to.
Probably today.
Okay.
And just, you know, I'd like to have a conversation. Clear all the air, the fake news, you know, all the bad stuff. But yeah, the inner gear queer in me. That's a term.
Okay.
Have you ever heard that before?
No.
What?
No.
Oh, maybe it's like it. Maybe that's a.
Like you like your gear.
Yeah, like, yeah, like, you know.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. That's probably not politically correct.
Yeah, I don't. That's all right.
It was a term I heard in the. Like hiking and backpacking culture.
Okay.
Had somebody say that. I was like, huh.
Put
that in the memory bank. Yeah. I'll pull it out at a random time when it's not appropriate. So.
Yeah.
But for the dude that likes shiny stuff, my mind was immediately like, oh, look at that.
Yeah.
It's got lights. Neon underglow. But, yeah. So, I mean, people are like, $300? That's crazy. Well, okay. For reference. I just bought a reel seat, a reel, a shoot-through rod, and line, and it was $190.
Yep.
So you got a backup reel, that's another 60.
You're getting close.
You're getting pretty doggone close.
I like how the reel can move up and down the Picatinny reel.
That's cool. It's got the little Picatinny stuff.
So and I like how the shoot-through, I guess everything's called a shoot-through rod now, how the shoot-through rod is a hex.
The line guide. I'd call it something
the
different.
The line guide.
Yeah.
Is a hex, and it just one set screw puts it in there, and it doesn't have to wiggle around. Or...
I swear that we're not paid to talk about this Mega Mouth thing, but this was, I do have a bone to pick with this whole switching from the bottle to the Muzzy setup.
Yeah, what's that?
Okay, so a bottle, it's 2 Allen wrenches, and it mounts to the bow, and you're done. And it's boom. It's lined up. It's straight. It's yada, yada, yada. There's no nothing. That's it. You're talking 30 seconds max.
You don't have to have a geometry degree to...
Yeah, yeah. You don't have to be ASE certified on an alignment tool to set your reel seat, make sure it's straight, and hook the shoot rod to it. Yeah, I bet I tinkered, you know, and it sounds like a small world, first world problem, but I just sat there, like, trying to get everything straight and just got about irate trying to make everything straight. And I thought, so I got the Gargod reel seat, which is really stout, heavy, well-built, and maybe I put it together wrong, or maybe, I don't know how you could, but I thought it was like, you could just pop it in off and on. Mm-mm.
Does it have a set, like a nut that you have to, so you tighten it down to a certain point,
but
and then
the
you have
end
a nut?
On the reel, and please flame me, send me a video on how to do this right.
The end cap on the reel.
The end cap on the seat. You have to take it off or loosen it way up. So if you have a shoot-through rod, you'd have to back off the shoot-through rod.
Okay, I guess I don't know how a Gargod seat goes on.
I meant to bring it, and I'd show you what I meant, and maybe you could educate me.
See, every other reel seat I've had, you just screw it on, and it's got the threads out the back.
Yeah.
And then there's a nut on those threads.
Yeah.
And once you get...
You're talking about mounting it to the bow.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I understand that.
Yeah.
I'm talking about once you get it mounted to the bow, and it's straight, up and down, and then you go to mount the reel on the seat.
Uh-huh.
I thought, because it's spring-loaded, that the front set, the nut on the front,
okay,
was stationary. And that you just pull the spring...
loaded deal on the back.
Deal on the back, and you'd slide the front in, put the back of the reel down, and then slide the spring-loaded thing back up.
Mm-hmm.
And then it would tighten up maybe from the rear. I don't know. But from what I see, I could not get the reel on the reel seat without taking the front cap off.
The
or
reel?
Loosening it. Yeah.
Or so the like, reel seat.
The reel on the reel seat. So when I go to mount
when you
the
say
reel.
Take the cap off, the cap of the reel or the front cap
the
of
front
the reel
cap
seat?
The front cap of the reel seat.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I had to loosen that dude way up. And then to do that, you had to loosen up the shoot through rod. So when everyone's like, you don't need any more Allen wrenches, yada, 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 I have to be doing something wrong or I don't know. But
yeah.
I looked at it for, anyway, long story short, it took me way too long. And it's still not even straight. Every time I go to make sure, because I want it tight and, you know, yeah, I want it right. So it's still just, it's not like way off or anything. But the whole reason I switched was so that my arrow flight was straighter.
Uh-huh.
And if something's crooked, it's just going to drive me crazy.
Yeah.
So I'll get off my whiny pedestal for a minute and so
I'll just take it off your hands and I'll see if I can get it
well
lined up.
Yeah, I'll make you a deal and I'll buy one of these Mega Mouth things because, you know, I'm intrigued. But I'm gonna stake the other thing, then last little whine. I'm really not getting anywhere as far as getting added to the Muzzy Pro staff here. It's like I buy this reel and like 9 people say, well, now to really make it right, you got to shim it, and you got to add these double pin or pickup pins and all this stuff. And it's like, okay, so is it not good enough? And I'm not bashing here. I haven't used it yet. But it's like, it's not good enough out of the package to use? It's like, okay.
I have never shimmed or done anything like that with my Muzzy. And okay. I've shot a Muzzy. This is my second year on the same reel, even though I have like 14 backups.
Yeah, you do. It's ridiculous. You got an extra trailer to haul your backup reels.
The Muzzy reel I'm shooting now, it must be shimmed up perfect or something, because I've beat the crap out of it 2 years and have had no issues.
Well, that's good.
Never
I'm glad to hear it.
Never shimmed it up.
Good job, Muzzy. But for some reason,
I think when you shim it, it takes the main gear and the other gear, and it makes sure they're like linked really good together, if I remember right. Something about that.
Science.
Yeah.
Well,
big word.
I don't know what any of it means. Apparently Dustin Apple has a video.
Yep, he does. And I've watched it, and then I was like, eh, no. Yeah. I'll buy another reel for $50.
Yeah. So anyway. But no, it wasn't. Dustin said something. Gary Briggs just told me that about the shims. And then somebody else said something about go get the whatevers. So anyway.
I think you can get those shims off of Bowfishing Extreme.
I would bet. Yeah, they've got it. And they those guys are awesome. I ordered all this crap and it showed up in like 2 days. So,
well, you could have drove there and picked it up too. I do the same thing though.
Well, no, I'm not driving there. I live an hour and a half away.
Yeah, I know.
And it's not like I've drove there. I drove to pick up my Oneida.
It's normally next day shipping for me if I order from them.
Yeah,
so it's sometimes so worth that $6 or whatever to.
Yeah, absolutely.
I always leave Ryan funny notes in my shipping, like shipping note section.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Okay, so more ATA talk.
Did you see those? So from bow fishing to bow hunting, did you see those new ground blinds?
I saw quite a few. The perforated.
That you can like see out of all the way around, but they can't see in.
Yeah.
It's magic.
It is magic. Witchcraft, as I call it. Like those, we had this guy in Cassville growing up, and he had one of those back glasses, you know, in his truck.
Yeah.
And it was like, it was a random bikini model on a floating inflatable mattress in a pool. And somebody listening might know who this cat is, but it always just cracked me up.
Yeah.
That's instantly what I thought of whenever I saw that blind. I was like, oh, yeah, it's like that guy that had the bikini model in the back of his back glass of his truck. Weird.
So weird.
I know.
No.
But everybody said something about the wind. I'm sure it'll blow right through it or something.
That was my only thought. I mean, I'm not necessarily worried about, like, scent, you know, blowing through it, but it gets a little cold. And, you know, where we hunt in Kansas or even here right now, it's 15 degrees, we could be out hunting a blind. And
yeah, just that's part of the benefit of a blind.
Having to be able to throw a heater in there and stay somewhat warm.
Mm, yeah. When I was in the Girl Scouts, I put a heater in the blind too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've actually never done that, but I sat in the bale blind once or twice.
Been in the Girl Scouts or used a heater?
Both.
Oh.
But I heard the Girl Scouts use that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And they're smart cookies.
They sell cookies.
That's why I said it.
I figured as much.
Okay.
So, yeah, there's been a lot of cool stuff coming out. So, Muzzy, man, it seems like they came out with a bunch of stuff.
Muzzy Bowfishing?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, of course. This is a Bowfishing podcast.
Do you want me to take the lead on this one?
Yeah, you got it. being that I just kind of like, you know, made fun of them. Well, not made fun of them, just kind of questioned the product.
So, Muzzy came out with... What is it? The Pro Reel XD Reel, the one with the funky foot on it, not the traditional reel seat one, the other one.
Mm-hmm.
They made that where you can. It was just a flip lever dealy.
Yeah,
you can push button now.
Oh, you can push.
They put a push button on it instead of the lever flipper.
Oh well, I thought that was the whole point. Like they didn't have a button.
Well, I know, but I think they were getting so many requests.
So,
to put a button on it.
So the reel that didn't have a button now has a button. So it's like the other one that has a button?
But the base is different. Remember, it mounts different. You don't have to have a reel seat. It mounts right to the hole.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Yeah, I got you now.
Just like an Allen screw mounts it right into it.
Sounds like it'd be really confusing to mount. I'm just kidding.
Maybe this is the one you should have got.
Maybe it is.
So it just has a metal base on it with like a deal that goes back.
Sure.
And it screws into the hole that the reel seat normally screws into.
Right. I'm tracking now.
Okay.
Gotcha. So it's got a button.
Yes.
Okay.
Got a button on it.
Do you have to click the button still?
Oh, yeah. I click my button like crazy.
Okay. So they also came up with their own reel seat. Is that right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I would compare it to, I think it was that Zebco seat, I think, that everybody was talking about a while back. That's kind of has the Picatinny rail on the bottom. And then it's got, I think it has a spring-loaded deal on the top, similar. I'm not going to say similar to the Gargod seat because it's not even close to similar to that.
Right.
But it's got a spring-loaded dealy on the top. I think if I watched, I wasn't there, guys. You know, we were
slacking.
So all the videos I've seen, I think that's what it is.
Okay. So. Well, it's got. I like the Picatinny rails. So you could, you know, mount all kinds
like
of
like a camera, or,
cool tacticams, and or you know, whatever,
big headlight or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, a little small stove to heat up coffee. I don't know, something.
Mount your Yeti cup under it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then you can run like a little straw down to it. Innovation at its finest.
Oh, gosh. So they got new reel seat, and mm-hmm. then they came out with, I think, two new tips.
Yeah, like a big old grapple-looking dude.
Yeah, it's
double and a triple.
Yeah, a two-barb and a three-barb stainless steel. They won't rust in your aero tube.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing I liked about those is the head size isn't huge, like a three-barb grapple.
Right,
is, you know,
it's a smaller diameter.
Smaller diameter head size,
mm-hmm.
and the barbs fold back in there really good.
Nice.
To kind of make it small hole in.
Do you have to take the tip all the way off to...
No, you don't.
Wait, is it a twist or something?
No, it's
two twists.
You can
two
take
twist.
It all the way off.
Right.
But it's, I think, two or three twists, and you flip it over, and the barbs fold over.
Everything's just getting so nice and easy these days.
It's a good time to be a bow fisherman.
Taking all the work out of it.
Yep.
It's good stuff. They have a... So, then they shoot through rods.
Oh, yeah.
Tim. They partner up?
Yeah, they're partnering up, or maybe they're taking it over, the distribution. And
hope he got paid.
Yep, dollar bills, yeah. We'll know if he has a new airboat here in a couple weeks.
Yeah, exactly. It's lime green, folks. that's funny. Well, that's good, though. You know, obviously something that just...
Oh, that changed... I think it changed the game on reels to take the pressure off of all the internal parts, and that's mm-hmm. what's making these reels last longer.
Yeah, makes sense. Well, it just seems like you don't buy one without the other anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a part of the package.
Yeah,
so, yeah. Pretty slick. And then they got a full bow reel.
Oh yeah, I didn't see this. You were talking about it.
The whole kit and caboodle, like starter pack for $300, the whole nine yards. So that's, you know, man, that's pretty cheap entry.
Heck yeah!
For the whole thing, you
the whole kit and caboodle.
Yeah,
the whole enchilada.
The whole enchilada. So, it's got a. It was a wheel bow, so mm-hmm. it looked like it was. Heard some comments that it was pretty adjustable. So
yeah,
good for kids. Good for starting.
Awesome.
Good stuff. What else?
Rage's new broadhead.
Ooh. Yeah, you know, I've shot the hypodermic
mm-hmm.
for 2 years, 3 years now. Worked great. The only thing about that one that I saw, the new Rage 4 blade or whatever they call it, it's like a combo, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a traditional and a mechanical.
Yep.
And I wonder what Aeroflight will be like.
Yeah, a lot of guys shoot them big single, or I guess... I don't know if you call them single blades or two blade,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Oh, sure.
And I don't know. I'm sure they've done their research, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I had a bunch of the hypodermics, and then my two boys decided they were going to go hunt birds.
$50 later.
No, I had like 6 or 8 of them.
Oh.
Yeah, they loaded up their arrows and never to be seen again.
Man. I would have got beat so hard as a kid for that.
Oh, they.
Mm. No Christmas for them.
That's right.
Taking all their toys back.
It was in the middle of summer, too, so I didn't really notice until deer season got close.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I had them all in, like, one of those little tackle box deals,
mm-hmm.
you know. They found them.
they found them all right.
I hope they at least hit something with
those poor possums never saw it coming. We had a wild possum, like, right at the front door the other day, just, like, staring at us as we walked in and out.
Yeah?
It was weird.
Of the office or your house?
The office here.
Yeah?
Yeah, so.
Did you kill it?
You know, I didn't.
Did you kick it?
I'm getting soft. The Missouri Department of Conservation posted a post about possums.
Mm-hmm.
And how in the cold weather they don't do well because it's basically it's marsupial, and it gets like frostbite really bad, like its legs fall off or something. So I felt kind of guilty. I was like, I'm going to leave this thing alone.
Didn't put it out of its misery.
If it was 70 degrees, I'd go out there and kick it a few times, but
yeah,
I won't today.
I saw a bunch of armadillos on the side of the road the other
day. Though. Smoke those fools.
Diller.
Oh.
The old dillers.
Riding across the field, brush hogging or whatever, and you fall off in one of those holes, and you just question your own existence. I'll kill them all. Anyway, fire in the hole.
Fire in the hole. They kind of came out a couple weeks ago, I think, a little bit before the ATA.
Yep.
And
big push at the ATA.
Yep. And they're...
Just a tip?
It's just a tip. This was just. Oh, I almost said it. Yes, just a tip, and it. I'm gonna have to get one in my hands to really see how this thing works. I haven't
reel
seen
it in.
A good video of it. All right, straight face. You gotta okay. But it looks like when you shoot the fish that the all these references are so funny now.
Oh gosh. Okay. I'd like to take a minute, take a sponsor break.
Yes.
Professionals. He's losing his bacon, folks. I'm sorry. I can take it over. So basically, this is just a new tip out there, and it's 3 barb, 3 inches of
2 barb.
It's 2 barb. I thought it was 3.
2 barb.
Oh, okay. Well, sorry. 3 inches of holding. Width, distance, whatever you want to call it. So yeah, and then you bring the fish in. And you just I hate you so much. You grab the we're gonna have to back all this out. You're 30 something years old. Get your stuff together. Golly. You grab the tip and you pull it and it releases. Oh, gosh. We had a civil conversation about this earlier. I don't know whether to leave this or cut it all out. Just watch the video, okay?
Yeah, I'll show you.
Okay, moving on. Wow. I'm sorry. Yes, so, yeah, watch the video. Fire in the hole, detonator. Pretty slick. Pretty slick little bow fishing tip.
We're not going to be able to interview them now without...
No.
Just losing. Nope,
sorry. Sorry, that's never going to happen.
Anyway, the tip slides in and out of the middle, like the what's holding the barbs in, and that's what releases the barbs.
It looks pretty simple.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it kind of looks like a reverse harsh lock. Is kind of what I was using it, but you don't like bounce it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not the whole arrow.
Yeah, the whole arrow is not sliding. It's just the tip.
Okay, take a deep breath. Yeah. Moving on. there's a lot of cool stuff. The AMS has got a new rest, full containment. And that's I was telling Chase beforehand that I needed a new rest. And he was like, get the Oneida rest. And it's like, well, I know it's all fine and dandy. for, you know, making sure it's straight and it just bolts on, and yeah, that's cool. But I can't keep the arrow from like flopping out of that thing. So
yeah, especially on those straight down shots, it kind of.
I seem like driving the boat. I don't get to you know, pick a shot as quick or be. I'm not as prepared some mm-hmm. of the times, and I do shoot down straight a lot of the time. And I put one of those bow fishing extreme rests, very similar, on my bow last year for like a night, and I just like just could not get into it. So that little AMS rest might be interesting. So
yeah.
I'm in the market for a new rest.
I like that muzzy, the green muzzy rest, mm-hmm. that, where it actually like flips down and then flips back up.
Yeah,
so
it's plastic.
Yeah.
So yeah. You know. You know, it is what it is. So yeah. Anyway, I think the biggest thing that I saw out of the ATA show, it's got a lot of people talking, it's in the bow hunting world, that those new Garmin sights and the IQ sight.
Oh, man.
Buddy, oh, buddy. Man, that looks really cool. Like,
did you watch that in-depth video that actually kind of explained?
Mm-hmm.
The Garmin one, you know, you basically sight it in similar to the way you sight in the Trophy Ridge React, where you sight in at two different yardages, and then from there it basically builds your pin profile off of that.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, I mean you can do more than just two. I think I saw that the guy said you could sight in a 20, 30, 40, 50, all the way out to 100. And it just depends on what level of calibration you want it to do. But what I thought was sweet was, and both the Garmin and the IQ will track as the animal moves. So it's not just like you have to take these little spot lock type situations. Mm-hmm. It'll track to whatever you're pointing at. So that's cool. Secondary, the Garmin, when you say you're holding on sight the animal, and then as soon as you release the button, so like say you're getting ready to take your shot, you release the button and the pin pops up exactly where it needs to be placed, as far as whatever the distance is. So it's not a, you know, it's a holographic pin mm-hmm. that pops up, and it's a, you know.
And if you can't get your yardage, you could actually hit a button and it pops up all of your
mm-hmm.
all your pins. And what was cool, what I also thought was a neat kind of the conservationist in me, I guess, you can set your max distance, and if you, because it could give somebody like confidence at 100 yards or whatever,
right?
You can set your max comfortable shooting distance, and if you range an animal outside of that it won't pop a pin up.
Yeah, you know, I again, that could be, anybody could sell for that and against it. Yeah, I think it's probably smart. I've immediately knew that there would be the backlash of too much technology, et cetera, and my point to that is, unless you're like a trad bow dude shooting mm-hmm. no sights and no you know, rangefinder, you really have zero legs to stand on. Because I mean,
everything's got some technology in
everything
it, yeah.
has technology in it now. And
I mean, even a recurve over a longbow.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, and even, but so unless you're the guy that's like, I'm only shooting traditional,
why don't we just go to spears,
years,
like an atlatl, I mean.
Yeah. At some point, you know, is whenever we're mounting a bow to the tree stand and you're using VR glasses and you're not actually doing anything, yeah, I mean, talk to me about technology. But for this, it's really just taking two things that we already use and have already agreed that it's okay.
Making the process simpler and quicker.
Making the process simpler. You're taking away
cleaner kill.
You're taking away gap shooting.
Mm-hmm.
You're having to take away adjustments or, you know, guesses in the field. So any time it's an advancement that makes the shot more ethical.
Yep.
I think it's, you know, I don't think it makes sense. No, the conversation, you know, you want to talk about drones? Yeah. You know, that's not something that needs to be legal in hunting, going out and scouting with drones and things like that. Mm-hmm. Makes sense that that's not going to be okay. But this, It just makes it more ethical, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure there's people that'll argue, and the other argument, oh, I'm not going to spend whatever it is. Well, someone will.
Yeah. I mean, you buy a nice target sight or a nice hunting sight, and I mean, it's $200-$400 anyway.
Sure.
And you buy good range finders, $200-$400. You know, depending on, I mean, there's cheaper ones, but
sure, sure. And it's just like anything, you know.
I mean, they didn't just pull that price out of their butt.
They've
done the research.
Here's the other thing I think is so cool. Did Garmin make a sight last year?
I don't know.
No. This is a huge multi-million dollar company
mm-hmm.
that made an investment in the hunting industry.
Yep.
Out of nowhere. They've introduced into the marine GPS, into the marine and fishing world, but
Did you see where the Garmin has a if you have a Garmin GPS,
yes,
that you can, as the deer's running, you can track it.
Yeah.
And then it drops pins where the direction and everything that the deer's ran.
Stinking genius.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, again, retrieval. Sure, you can have 40 years of experience and know how to track a deer and know how to make an accurate guess on your yardage to where you're not. But what about the dude that's just getting started? You
mm-hmm.
know, we need more people to hunt. And what better than to give them more confidence to making, you know, good, clean, ethical shots, and then, you know, helping them track that animal.
Yeah.
You know, a new guy that just started bow hunting is not going to, he may not have a big group of dudes that he can call and say, hey, how do I do this? You know?
Yeah.
So I think it's a win-win all around. So either the Garmin or the IQ, they both look killer. They're going to be expensive,
mm-hmm.
but what isn't anymore?
Yeah.
You know? So
yeah. We buy $100 hunting bows. So, I mean, bow fishing bows. So,
Yeah. I mean, what are you spending on, you know, your average tree stand's $300 now, you know, not average, I should say, but you can, there's $300 tree stands now, and there's all sorts of
$3,000 ground blinds.
Oh,
big
yeah.
Big old rednecks.
Easy.
And,
yeah. And, you know, $2,000 binoculars. So it's all relative. I think it's also just, like I said, super cool that they're making an investment in the industry. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's a crazy innovation. So a lot of money involved in that. So pretty sweet. Oneida Custom Shop. This kind of made the rounds already.
Yeah, a little bit posted. Before, but
that's pretty killer. You know, I think that's an easy way to bring people in. You know, maybe you see all those really pretty G-Rex custom bows, and you're like, oh, I want one of those, but don't want to wait 2 years for a waiting list, or
mm-hmm.
you know, this is a little bit quicker option.
Yeah, you can get some custom colors, custom limbs, power limbs, mm-hmm. and, you know, even the end caps and the cams and,
oh, yeah.
and timing wheels, I think.
Oh, the grip, the
yep.
hardware, you
yep.
know, all sorts of stuff. Pretty cool.
Pretty snazzy. So
that's a, you know, pretty neat update. I don't need a bow hunting bow.
Yeah.
But I got the itch for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Didn't you bought one 2 years ago?
Yeah. That was my second season with it.
Yeah. Same with mine.
It's good. It's great. Love it. Elite Synergy. Or no. Energy 34. Or no. What the crap do I have? Impulse 34.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go. Went through the list.
I just don't see how bows can get much better.
Yeah. My only knock on mine is it's kind of loud. And I've tried to. Anyway. I've heard others that are quite a bit quieter.
So. Mm-hmm.
Here I am just rattling on though. yeah, that about covers it.
Yeah.
The
I don't know, I'm just bummed. I'm just sitting here in a daze, like,
I know.
Why did we not go?
We could've, shoulda, woulda. Next year.
Yep, next year.
Yep.
We
just need you guys to
I'll get to roll in as US Open champ and
mm-hmm.
I'll get to go
as the guy that didn't get to go to the U.S. Open because his sister can't look at a calendar.
If I win the Open, I'll wear the belt to the ATA
If you
show.
Win, and you go to the place I told you about, I expect a Mega Mouth reel or a new custom Oneida. Secrets.
Yes.
Secrets. There's, what's that? Never mind.
Okay. Yeah, don't even.
Yeah. Stop. Stop right there. Do we? Yeah. That's about enough. 40 minutes.
Yeah. Has it been 40 minutes?
Yeah. You know.
10 minutes of laughing.
Yeah. I'm sorry about that. So.
We're immature and.
I don't know why.
It just struck me as funny, and then I couldn't stop.
Yeah.
And then every reference I was trying to make just made it even worse.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Anyway. All right, guys. Well, we're picking things back up.
Yep.
For the year. So we've got an episode next week or 2 weeks from when this is released. And yeah, expect to get them rolling. It's about that time to be making sure batteries are charged and, you know, get everything nice and greased up.
Yeah, big girls are getting ready to come up. I'm excited.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. It's gonna be good. So,
yeah. Guys, next episode's Gary Briggs.
Gary Briggs, 2 weeks.
Yep, LED light testing man.
It's gonna be
California kid.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
So, guys, we'll talk to you later. Have a great rest of whatever you're in. Morning,
whatever afternoon. Day it is.
Yeah. All right. Bye.
Yep. Stay rough.
Oh, brother.